Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And with the Lord's help, I'll conclude a simple message I've been sharing, As the Eagle Soars. And we've been looking at that beautiful passage of scriptures found in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, which says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And that word, wait, is translated to bind together, to expect, to look patiently, to tarry, to wait for or on or upon. And so, beloved, regardless of what the circumstances are, regardless of the situation, if we will wait upon God, and that's the word that God is wanting you to hear today, beloved, that if you will wait upon Him, He will give you the strength you need. Not only sometimes is it just physical strength, it's emotional strength, it's mental strength. Sometimes we deal with situations in our lives, and sometimes my heart just breaks for some of the battles that God's people are going through. When I read the letters, I can relate. I mean, there were times in my life that I really didn't know if I was going to make it through. It was like, Lord, how much more can I take? But He was faithful. God was always faithful. And He permits these seasons of afflictions at times to occur in our lives because He has a purpose and a reason for doing it. And beloved, that's the part that faith plays, because a lot of times we don't know what that is. We just have to trust Him. Sometimes later He'll reveal His purposes and His reasons for why we went through what we went through. That's happened in my own life. Something happened, and I had prayed just the contrary, and it happened anyway. And then I realized it was probably 4 months later, something, a very difficult situation arose, and I realized why I had to go through that painful thing around Easter time. And it was, God let me know that it was because I needed to be strengthened to take the leadership, to take the initiative, to do a very difficult thing for me at that time. And so God has a plan. Beloved, everything works together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. But one thing I want you to realize, beloved, we have an adversary. Satan is a usurper, and he has no rights whatsoever against you. He maintains whatever position he occupies as a usurper. Because he's a usurper, he can be resisted wherever his power is felt. You see, he wants to make inroads. He wants to lay claim to some ground. But we're told in Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. Don't you give him a place. Don't you give him a place where he can set up camp. James 4:7 says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. That's the important first step. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, he wrote, "We pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power, according to the might of his glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love." Praise God. Jesus Christ took away Satan's power, beloved, and that work that Christ accomplished on the cross has robbed him of his legal authority over you. That's why the enemy will do everything and anything possible to hide the glorious significance and meaning and consequences of Christ's work at Calvary. Satan fears no doctrine, beloved. He He's not afraid of religion, but there's one thing he is afraid of, and that is the reality of God's word made alive in your heart. That's what he fears, because once that is truly operational and functioning, when you know that you know, when you are so convinced that God meant what he said and said what he meant, when you speak against the forces of darkness, it's not the words, it's the power of the conviction and the faith and the anointing to speak in the name of Jesus. And that's what terrifies him. That's what makes him run, beloved. Oh, in Adam we all die, but in Christ we all live. We can soar as the eagle if we will take God's word for what it is, truth. Pilate asks, what is truth? Thy word, O Lord, is truth. We're told in Colossians, the second chapter, verse 15, that Jesus Christ spoiled principalities and powers, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, which was, of course, the work that he did through his cross. God spoke to Israel at Sinai. And I want to take just a few moments to read a few passages of those verses found in Exodus 19, because they're so touching and they're precious. He says, well, let me read verse 3. Moses went up to God. The Lord called him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. He had a prophetic word for them. And I believe that's a prophetic word that we can take to our hearts today, the Lord speaking to each one of us. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. And in this place, we can place the work of the enemy, what Satan has done in our lives in the past, the wounds and the scars that he's inflicted, and what Jesus has come to do to restore our soul, to heal us. You've seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And of course, Peter goes on to say in the New Testament, you are a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, called out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we could proclaim the praises of him who has done this marvelous work. Beloved, this is what God is doing for those who will take him at his word. Notice what that said in verse 5. He brought them unto himself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Revelation 1, 5 and 6 says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we just thank you as we've been able to share these few days going into the Word of God, and as we've looked at the passages, Lord, that you've likened us, if we will hear your Word, if we will wait upon you, that we will be like the eagle. Lord, that as the eagle deals gently with its young, but a time comes when it's my understanding, Lord, that the eagle gets sharp rocks and bones and things that are unpleasant and puts them in the nest, so the little eaglets will have to get up and they've no longer find it comfortable in the nest. Why? Because that mother eagle wants those little eagles to learn how to fly, and she'll actually put them on, push them over. And if they don't start flying and flapping their wings, she flies under to prevent them from falling and hurting themselves. And so, Lord, you're just that way with us. You delight in the steps of faith that we take. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you will stir such faith in our heart. You are the author and finisher of our faith. And I pray every person under the sound of my voice will be so stirred that they will know that the faith that you started in us, you have given it to us. It's not something we can work up on ourselves. We trust you. We praise you. We surrender to you. We are dedicated to you and consecrated to you. But Lord, it is you that do this work. He who began a good work in us, you started it, Lord. We didn't, but you will perfect it. So Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your strength. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am calling. A sound is going out from the mountain of the Lord, and those who have ears to hear are responding to my call. I say unto you, beloved, that I shall cause you to step out in faith, and even though it seems that there's nothing beneath you, it is my everlasting arms that support you. I will not bring you down to defeat. Those that trust in the Lord shall never be ashamed. And I will strengthen your hand. I will establish the works of your hand. I will cause your feet to be set upon a straight path, and you shall be able to soar with me. The problem shall be there, but you shall mount up into a place in the Spirit that you will not be decimated. You will not be destroyed. You will not be depressed. For you know that as you rest in me, the very updrafts of the Spirit of God shall be under your wings, and you shall rest in the knowledge that your God is for you and not against you, that I will fight your battles, and I will cause you to land in a high place, that you shall rest in the very comfort of your God, the strength of your Lord, and you shall see the enemy, the adversary that would come against you to be defeated. For I am the Lord, I change not, and I will not fail or forsake you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We honor you. We bless you. We love you. In Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Well, I could go for an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you have specific prayer needs, beloved, there's a spiritual principle. There's power in agreeing prayer. If two or three of you would agree as touching anything on earth, those are the words of Jesus. So if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I urge you, if he has a reason, to respond in obedience. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Please pray for us. Thank you for your prayer support, your financial gifts. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.